USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump traveled to Northern California to meet with Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom and other state and federal officials.
The hottest August ever in the history of the state. The ferocity of these fires, the drought, 5+ years, losing 163 million trees to that drought. Something's happened to the plumbing of the world. Climate change is real, and that is exacerbating this. And so please respect, and I know you do, the difference of opinion out here as it relates to this fundamental issue.
In the meeting, Governor Newsom failed to mention that at least 2 people have been arrested in California, 3 people in Oregon, and 2 others in Washington State on arson charges related to these fires. While the president praised the first responders to the fires, Joe Biden attacked the president, calling him a climate arsonist. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
My name is Dr. Roger Bond. I've been in practice for around 30 years now. One of the products that I recommend to my patients, I highly recommend, is Balance of Nature, fruits and vegetables. Back in the early 2000s, I began to have some respiratory issues that affected my practice. It affected my family life to the point where I'd come home from work and basically just lay down on the carpet because I was so tired. As I took Balance of Nature, that began to slowly change, and the energy came back and was able to enjoy time with my family. I recommend Balance of Nature to all of my patients because it's a product that works.
With 3 fruit and 3 veggie capsules, Balance of Nature provides you with all your recommended servings of fruits and vegetables every day. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Tropical Storm Sally strengthened and was upgraded to a Category 2 hurricane as it makes its way across the Gulf of Mexico toward Mississippi and Alabama with 100-mile-an-hour sustained winds. The storm is forecast to make landfall late tomorrow or Wednesday morning, bringing life-threatening storm surges, strong winds, and flash floods again to the northern Gulf Coast. A hurricane warning is in effect from Morgan City, Louisiana, to Navarre, Florida. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey ordered the state's beaches to close in preparation for the storm. The Attorney General of South Dakota reported hitting a deer with his car, but then authorities said he actually struck and killed a pedestrian whose body wasn't found until the next morning. Attorney General Jason Ravensburg fatally struck Joseph Bover in a pedestrian vehicle crash. Ravensburg's office said it was a tragic accident. Bover's family has expressed frustration over the lack of information. The department did not say how long it took for Ravensburg to call local authorities after the collision. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Ted Cruz is asking the Department of Justice to check into a Netflix movie, and USA Radio's Tim Berg has details.
Netflix is encouraging subscribers to watch an award-winning French film titled Cuties, despite a petition to remove the film and the trending hashtag #CancelNetflix. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is no fan of the film. He sent a letter to the DOJ asking them to investigate Netflix.
Netflix is an incredibly profitable U.S. company. Barack Obama makes a ton of money from Netflix, and they are profiting. They are making money by selling the sexual exploitation of young kids, and so I asked the Attorney General to investigate them. Federal law makes it a crime. It is a felony to distribute child pornography, and you know, it's interesting online, lots of so-called journalists were defending, well, it's just a movie. You know what? We arrest and put in jail people every year for movies. If you have child pornography, if you have kids engaged in sexual activities, if you produce it, if you distribute it, you face criminal penalties.
Amazon will hire another 100,000 people to keep up a surge of online orders. The company said the new hires will help pack, ship, or sort orders working in part-time and full-time roles. Amazon said the jobs are not related to its typical holiday hiring. UPS also said they plan on bringing in over 100,000 people to help it deliver packages over the next 3 months. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.